In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to invite people this Sunday, December 10th, at the Holy Rosary. We will be having the live nativity between 3 o'clock and 4:30 in the afternoon. Between 3 o'clock and 4:30 in the afternoon. We'll have live nativity, and we'll have animals there too. But more than that, we'll have Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the shepherds, the kings. Oh, please come. It is a day when we remember what Christmas is all about. It is not about Santa. It is not about toys. It is about the Lord Jesus Christ, who became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and was brought forth in Bethlehem. So I want to invite you this Sunday, December 10th, between 3 and 4:30 at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. We have the live nativity. I am looking at John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Oh, sometimes we need to hear that word because our hearts get troubled. And we start wondering, oh God, I don't have enough of this and I don't have enough of that. But do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In this believing, it's not just I believe. It's I surrender my life to you, Father. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Surrender your life to God and surrender your life to Jesus. In my Father's house, there are many dwellings. This is real. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and will take you to myself. Well, he's going to prepare a place for us where? In heaven. But you know what? When people need jobs, I said, Lord, you say I'm going to prepare a place for you. We know that's heaven. But this person needs a job now. Prepare a place for her. Prepare a place for him. Prepare a place for her to live in. Prepare a place for him to live in. This is so important. That's how I pray. I will come again and will take you to myself so that where I am, there you may be also. You know, where is he? He is at the Father's right hand. And you know what? We are already at the Father's right hand. I'm telling you, if we knew the reality of being in Jesus Christ, we would just flip out and we have so much joy. Let me just tell you the time that the Jehovah Witnesses came to me. And this is a very interesting story. It was a day that I was dressed in casual clothes. I think I had dungarees on. And I went to visit somebody who wasn't home. And as I went to visit this person, these two Jehovah Witnesses came up to me and said, can we share a scripture with you? So I said, yes. And they shared the scripture from the 24th Psalm. And I said, I love that scripture. They said, can we share another scripture? They said, yes. I said, yes. And they did. And then I said, can I share a scripture with you? Acts 1, verse 8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Who is speaking? They wouldn't say. I said, Jesus is speaking. Whose witnesses are we to be? The witness of Jesus. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. And then they said, you believe you're going to heaven. I said, you know what? The Bible says I'm already seated in heavenly places. They said, where did it say that? And I knew it was from Ephesians, but I couldn't find it in their Bible. With that, I said, if I had my Bible, I'd know exactly where it was. With that, the wind blew, and I had my finger on it, that we are already seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, they nearly flipped out. You know, I said, now we're going to pray, because the wind moved at the right time. God is here. He is doing those things. And I started to pray, and I dismissed them. I don't know whatever happened to them. I know that they saw a miracle that day. It was God that was working, that Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is the King, and Jesus is the one we witness to, and he draws us to the Father. And you know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. In other words, he didn't know he was going to heaven. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Very interesting, because Oprah is saying, oh, there are many ways to God. No, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Well, this sounds to be unfair. Let me just tell you. We live on Shirley Street. The only way to get to the church is on Shirley Street. There is no other way but Shirley Street. Is that unfair? No, it's not unfair. It's just true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life to the Father. If you know me, you will know my Father also. Why? Because the Son of God is just like the Father. He looks like the Father spiritually. He does only what the Father tells him to do. He only does the miracles the Father tells him to do. From now on, you do not know him. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. The Father, you've seen the Father. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that will make us satisfied. Jesus said to Philip, have I been with you all this time, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Why? Because the Father lives in Jesus, and Jesus lives in the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not know and believe, surrender, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own. Jesus only spoke the words that the Father told him to speak. Jesus only did the miracles that the Father told him to do. But the Father who dwells, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. It's real. And you know, when we do miracles by the grace of God, it is the blood of Jesus that brings the miracles. It is the power of the cross that brings the miracles. It is not the person praying. I tell you, people have asked me, when did you get the gift of healing? I tell you, the way you get the gift of healing is to pray with people over and over and over until it manifests. Just because someone knows the gift of God to heal the sick doesn't mean that they're holy. It has nothing to do with holiness. It has to do with helping, doing something for the community. It has nothing to do with holiness. People say, well, you're holy because God gave you that gift. No. It has nothing to do with holiness. The ministry gifts of the Spirit to build up the church, it has nothing to do with holiness. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. In other words, believe me because of the miracles that I do. If you do not believe that the Father is in me and I am in him, believe because of the work that I do. Truly, truly, I tell you, you, the one who believes in me, will also do the works that I do. If you believe in Jesus, then he says you're going to do the works that he does. That's Jesus speaking tonight. Jesus speaking to you and to me. That's what it says. Truly, truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. In fact, will do greater works than these, because I go to the Father. I have not done greater works than Jesus, but I have done the same works as Jesus. But Jesus promises that we're going to do even greater works than he. Why? Because he's going to be at the Father's right hand. He's going back to the Father. This is so beautiful. So beautiful. And you know what? It's not only the priest that has this gift. It's anyone who prays with the sick and believes in Jesus, has surrendered to Jesus. I will do whatever. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That is the experience of Jesus, that the Father be glorified in him by the works that he does. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal the sick who listens to me today, that they may feel the healing power of God today, that the presence of God would come upon them today, and they would know the touch of God and the healing presence of God. I've told you the story about Father Arthur. The woman brought her baby to him and said, "Heal my baby, she's sick." Father Arthur said, "I can't do that." She put the baby in his arms and she said, "Heal my baby." And Father Arthur prayed the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. And the next day she comes back, the baby was completely healed. Father Arthur's ministry changed completely. He knew that God wanted to heal his people. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that we should be doing the works of Jesus and greater still? Well, I have not done greater still than Jesus. I just think about the radio. I can be on the radio in Boston. I can be on the radio in Falmouth. I can be on the radio in Nantucket. I can be on the radio in Albuquerque. I can be on the radio in Louisiana. I can be on the radio in many places. Many places. Many places. Jesus never was on the radio. Is that greater than Jesus? No, it's not greater than Jesus. It's because of Jesus that I'm on these stations. And you know what? I'm going off some because we cannot pay our bills. But that's another story. If you loved me, do you love him? You will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. Who is the first advocate? The Lord Jesus. Who is the second advocate? The Holy Spirit. The advocate to be with you forever. Isn't that wonderful? That the Spirit of God is with us forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. The world does not know the Holy Spirit, and the world does not know Jesus. Oh, I'm going to tell you, there are people in high places that do not have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. People in high places. Oh, yes. Faith that is a surrendered faith. We are called to have faith in God and in Jesus Christ the Lord, and that the power of the Spirit works through us, through the power of the cross. You know him, the Holy Spirit, because he abides with you and he will be in you. So he is with them, but he will be in them. When will he be in them? When Jesus breathes in them and breathes to receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. And then what happens? At Pentecost, that Spirit becomes a gusher to touch the world, to touch the world. 3,000 men were converted that day. He abides with you and he will be in you. Yes, he was in Peter that day when he said, "These men are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. And the bar rooms aren't open. I will not leave you orphaned." Thank God. He's going to give us the Spirit of truth. "I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day you will know that I am in the Father, my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is so important. This is so important. They who have my commandments and live them and keep them are those who love me. Do you love Jesus? That means you keep his commandments. And those who love me will be loved by my Father. You are loved by the Heavenly Father. Why? Because you are loved by Jesus. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Yes. We need the revelation of the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to us in every circumstance. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" It's an interesting question. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." This is so powerful. Those who love Jesus will keep his word, and the Father will love those who love Jesus, and we will come to them and make our home with them. That the Father dwells in us by the Holy Spirit. Who dwells in us? The whole Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes present Jesus, makes present the experience of the Father. "Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me." Again, Jesus only speaks what the Father has told him to speak. This is real. This is real. Jesus is the obedient Son of God. The obedient Son of God. And this wonderful Jesus speaks only what the Father has said. Only what the Father has said. "I have said these things to you while I am still with you." Remember, he's going back to the Father. "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name," that's the Holy Spirit, "he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives it. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. You've heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I." What does that mean? The Father is greater than Jesus. It means that Jesus emptied himself of the glory, and that Jesus became a slave and to ransom us by the blood of the cross. Jesus gave up the glory, though he was in the form of God. He did not count himself equal with God, a thing to be grasped at. Rather, he let it all go. Yes, and at the name of Jesus one day, every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth shall bow and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh yes, are you proclaiming today that Jesus Christ is Lord. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, that's the devil. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us be on our way. The world would know that Jesus loves the Father. Do you love Jesus today? If you love Jesus today, you are loved by the Father today. Do you know Jesus today? It's because the Holy Spirit has revealed Jesus to you. Do you know that Jesus emptied himself of the glory so that he would die on the cross for you and for me to forgive our sins and to heal us body, soul, and spirit? Do you know these things? Do you know that as the Father loves Jesus, he loves you? As Jesus loves the Father, he loves you. Do you know that you are loved today? You are loved today. It's the great gift of God through the Holy Spirit. The Trinity dwells in us through the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. At a baptism of a baby, after I baptize the child, I always kiss the forehead of the baby. Why? Because this baby now is a temple of God, a temple of the Holy Spirit. This is real. I'm not talking ragtime. This is real. The only way to get to the Father is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way but through Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, except through the cross, except through the shed blood of Jesus. This is real. This is real. Who's preaching these things today? It's almost like you can be anything you want to be, and you know everybody's going to heaven. That's not true. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He did not say, I am a way. He did not say, I am a truth. He did not say, I am a life. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Do you believe it today? Do you believe that if you see Jesus, you've seen the Father? Because the Father dwells within Jesus, and Jesus dwells within the Father. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Virgin Mary and was brought forth in Bethlehem 9 months later. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. It is sad for me to say to you that I've had to go off of some stations because money is not coming in. And you know what? I will not go into debt. God doesn't want me to be into debt. He wants me to pay my bills every month. And by God's grace, we've done this since 1984. But right now, I know things are difficult for people. Right now, it is time for you to help us so that we can continue to preach the Word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. So how do you do it? You go to the internet, inseason.net, and go to PayPal and leave a gift. And also, if you want to write, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. And may God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.